Hi, this is Bob Williamson. Ugly Minds. I've often wondered what God thinks when he hears every statement and discerns every thought of every person all over the world. I can only imagine what our omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent God sees as he watches humankind muddle through life. Omniscient means God is all-knowing. Omnipresent means God is everywhere at the same time. Omnipotent means God is all-powerful and has supreme power with no limitations. Our God sees and hears it all. No secrets exist. That means he watched the Judge Kavanaugh hearings and all the vile F-bombs and other current comments being hurled around our nation's capital, and of course, the aftermath. He watched Stephen Colbert's Late Show writer, Ariel Dumas, write, "I'm just glad we ruined Brett Kavanaugh's life," after losing the battle to prevent his nomination from going through. She further denigrated the judge by writing, "It is not automatically a moral achievement to be a son, a husband, a dad. It is biology, a legal decision, and biology again. Plenty of a-holes are all three." God is omniscient, and that means he understands this woman. I'm not omniscient, and I don't. How can she be delighted that a man's family and life have been destroyed? Such a pretty face to have such an ugly mind. The hate expressed by radical Democrats has risen to a level of sociopathic rage. Having been diagnosed as a sociopath in my youth, I am qualified to speak on the subject. Sociopaths do not respect social norms or laws. They do not have a conscience. Thus, they lie, deceive others for personal gain, and often behave without thinking of consequences. They show aggressive behavior and consistently get into fights or physically harm others. They do not feel guilt or remorse for having harmed or mistreated others. They are cold and don't show emotions. Often they will use humor, intelligence, or charisma to manipulate others, having a sense of superiority and strong, unwavering opinions. They attempt to control others by intimidating or threatening them and frequently get into legal trouble or performing criminal acts, taking risk at the expense of others or of themselves. They often become addicted to drugs and alcohol. Sounds like many of the screaming, cursing, radical, left-wing, progressive, Democrat, socialist protesters might be sociopaths, eh? I don't know that Judge Kavanaugh can forget Ms. Dumas, but God, who is omnibenevolent, would gladly do so. So far, anyway, she is unapologetic for saying what she said about Judge Kavanaugh and his family. I assume she feels the same way. God's grace was extended to me, and my life was transformed the moment I accepted it. Science states that sociopaths cannot be cured. But my life was transformed through the blood of Christ, proving science wrong. Remember, God is omnipotent, and his power is limitless. As a prerequisite to obtaining grace, I had to ask for forgiveness for my sins, repent or turn away from them, and acknowledge that Jesus is the Son of God and make him Lord of my life. I pray that Ariel Dumas and all those who have been swept up into sociopathic rage have or will make that decision while there is yet time. It's ironic that so many of those radicalized progressive Democrats hate me and other Christians, and yet we pray for them that God will save them from their ugly minds and transform them. The mind of Jesus is beautiful. Jesus lives in me, and sadly, so does the ugly mind of my flesh. And though the war is fierce and sometimes I lose a battle or two to the flesh, the spirit prevails and the war has already been won. I am totally forgiven the sins of my ugly mind and stains of imperfection. Pray for your enemies so they can end the war with God and know peace. Matthew 5:44. Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. This is Bob Williamson. Thanks for listening.